Recon probe 3 to Galactica. I am under attack.
Well, then we're going to have to hide it.
He has a right to know.
No! I will not have Puppet going after the thing that killed his father. Spending the rest of his life as a warrior?
Foxy's lost one parent. He's not going to lose two.
Don't scare me.
Apollo,
please do something. They'll kill him.
Booty, tell me about your gun. Your gun is the only chance we have.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians or the Toltecs or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
I'm running out of time. Galactica, Recon Probe 3.
Commander, Blue Squadron ready to scramble.
There will be no scramble.
But, sir, Apollo's in trouble.
I know what he's doing. He's leading the Silent Patrol away from us. You couldn't reach him in time. And if you did, it would undo everything that he's risking.
Galactica, Recon Probe 3. Where's Blue Squadron? I'm running out of time. Where's Blue Squadron? I'm running out of time.
He's not expecting any help, Boomer. Those transmissions are for Cylon, he is.
Flight leader to be pursuing Colonial Viper, Atari Sector 9, Delta 9, Mark 7. Pilot is attempting to reach Galactica.
About time.
Galactica.
today if you hadn't growled. Yes, just like that. I had that old Lupus in my sights and you spooked him. Don't you understand, Strider? The Lupus is killing our stock. He's bad. Like Red Eye. No, no, Red Eye isn't coming. Boy, if I could get that Lupus in my sights.
You are one lucky pilot.
You okay, mister?
Hey, I didn't mean to frighten you. I won't hurt you. Where am I?
My mom's place.
No, no, what planet?
Equalis.
Equalis? Equalis.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Never been close to a starship before?
I've never even seen one. Booty's told me about ships that fly in the stars. I thought he was just making it up. Do you fly in the stars?
Not very well without fuel. Who's Booty's, your father?
My uncle. My father's dead.
I'm sorry.
It happened a long time ago, when I was a kid.
And you've never seen another ship? No freighters, tankers, fighters?
Yours is the first. Is it a fighter?
Hafez, move away from him. Come here.
Take it easy. I'm not here to harm anyone.
Don't worry. My mom can't hit the side of a granary with a pneumo.
Hafez, get over here and light this torch now.
Yes, ma'am. If he wanted to, he would have shot you, Mom. Fast. And wait till you see his gun.
Would you be quiet and light that torch?
Hey, is that really necessary?
Shut it off.
Thank you.
Now, you'd better get back in your ship and leave. Quickly.
Like nothing better, but I'm out of fuel.
Well, then we're going to have to hide it. It and you.
Cylons?
What are Cylons?
Well, if you don't know, then there aren't any around. And be thankful for that. What are you afraid of?
Please, just do as I say. Let's hide it. Now.
Just trying to keep some of these slower ships in formation.
Hi, Starbuck. Boomer.
Hiya, kid. Checking up on your grand, commander?
Nope. Dad's on patrol. He told me to wait up for him.
Good Lord, I almost forgot. Your dad asked me to tell you that the patrol might go on longer than he expected.
Longer? How much longer?
Well, he landed on a planet. Check it out, you know. Right, Commander?
Yes, yes, he's going to be a little longer than we thought.
And he asked Boomer and me if we'd let you spend the night with us in the bachelor officer's quarters.
With the pilots?
Yep.
And have a couple. Fruit juices. And talk shop. And maybe even a couple of hands of pyramid.
Can I, Grandpa?
Yes, you may, of course. If that's what your father wanted.
Oh, yes. He did.
Oh, boy, I get to spend the night with the Blue Squadron.
Let's go! Ah, right.
Fires on compressed air?
It can kill a lupus within 10 metrons.
It can?
Well, if you get it just right.
Good. How long has this man Lacerda been taking tribute?
Nearly 10 yards. He just lets us keep enough ovines to get by him.
Why didn't somebody stand up to him?
Red Eye will kill him. Zap!
He's the one with the,
Puppets, you're forgetting your chores.
With the gun like yours.
Your chores.
Yes, ma'am.
Leave it. You don't need a pneumo to feed Strider in the layers.
But what if a lupus comes around?
I said leave it.
But you said the only guns here were pneumos.
What difference does it make? A gun is a gun. Hate them all. If it weren't for the lupus that come after the stock, I'd destroy every pneumo, every... My husband was killed by a gun like yours.
I know how you feel.
Do you?
My wife was killed by a gun. Like mine.
Someone's coming.
You'd better go in there.
What do you want, Red Eye?
We heard a sound in town. Lacerda sent me to investigate. Did you hear a sound?
No.
I did. I heard a lupus howl and a night flyer hoot down by the woods.
Those are not the sounds I am seeking.
They're not? You don't scare me, Puppet.
Why do you people persist in foolish acts? You cannot hurt me.
I can try.
Did you hear the sound I seek?
Let him be.
What are you doing here, Bootes?
Dropped by to see my sister. And I heard a noise.
A noise?
Yeah, crossed over my place, passed over this way. Sounded like it went on into town.
In town, it sounded like it came out here.
Well, you know these hills at night. Sound travels in strange ways. It can deceive you.
Humans deceive, not sound waves.
Well, what is it? Do you know?
No, but I will find out. It would not go well for you to lie to me. You are both behind in tribute as it is.
Now, what is going on, sister?
Inside.
Uncle Booty, this is Apollo. He finds one of those ships that you told me about.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Captain.
You know who I am?
I know what you are. A colonial warrior. A captain. And that, bless my eyes, is a laser pistol.
And he's fast. Faster than Red Eye, I bet.
Why didn't you destroy him?
Because he was afraid of hitting me or Mom.
Hey, just hold it a second. This is all going by a light speed. How do you know who I am? Papa's dead, nor his mother.
Bella? Bella knew. She just never told the boy.
Told me what?
That your father was a colonial warrior.
A warrior? A pirate like Apollo?
Very much so.
Did he fly a fighter and wear a laser pistol?
Come on, Puppets. If I know you, you haven't tended the flock yet.
I want to know. I want to know about my father.
I'll tell you. Come on.
What happened?
Booty's found Martin wandering in the field, wounded and half dead. There'd been a battle up there among the stars. And Martin crashed in the desert. He must have wandered for Lord knows how long. And I tended him. It took a long time. And we fell in love. I think he was happy here with us. I mean, as happy as he could be. He was stranded with no way to get home. But he never talked about it. Except once. The night before our wedding. Booty's brought over a jug of homemade budget. I was so mad I could have strangled both of them. I guess he told my brother things that night he never told me. But I knew. I'd find him outside. Lying on his back. With puppets on his stomach. He was just a Yaren then. Staring up at the stars.
Cylon, Red Eye. He was wearing a colonial pistol. Martin's.
One day, Lacerda appeared with Red Eye. We'd never seen him before. And Martin went crazy the moment he saw him. I mean, there was no way I could stop him. He ran into the bedroom where he kept his pistol hidden. And when he came out, was 9 yards ago, and I can still see it like it just happened.
And you never told Puppis?
No. And neither will my brother. He gave me his word.
He'll find out someday. Someone will tell him.
No.
He has a right to know.
No! I will not have Puppis going after the thing that killed his father. Spending the rest of his life as a warrior? Fighting, killing, dying? For what? Why did Martin go after him like that? Why?
Red Eye is a Cylon. And they have one objective, to destroy all humans. Your husband knew that.
But Red Eye, this Cylon, as you call him, he hasn't destroyed all of us. He only kills those who try to kill him.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what's happening here, but I intend to find out.
How? By going after Red Eye with your laser?
Yes! From what Puppet tells me, the captain here is faster than a Lupus.
No. I'll avoid the Cylon. I'll go into town dressed in clothes like yours, unarmed.
But you can kill him. You have a laser gun.
Well, there's one Cylon, there's others. If they see my laser pistol, they'll know I'm a colonial warrior and they'll hunt down my ship. Or worse, destroy every human inhabiting this planet.
When Red Eye killed Martin, he saw the laser pistol. He took it. No one came to hunt us down.
I can't risk it. No gun. You'll just have to understand.
Oh, I understand, Captain. If you're not man enough to use it, give it to me.
No gun.
Darling, Starbuck, are you going to call or not?
Give me a few cent on the way, kid.
You're eating your bet.
All right. Call. Three quarters of a pyramid.
That beats me.
Me too.
I'm clean.
Not so fast, Starbuck. A full pyramid. Your deal, Giles.
Thanks, kid.
Well, I'm glad we're not playing for Cupid.
If we had, it would have been different.
That does it. He should have been in bed centons ago. And what are you hot shots doing? Teaching him to drink and play cards and smoke.
It's only fruit juice. He's the one that's winning.
Nah, I'm not letting him smoke.
Oh, you're not? Now, listen. To bed, young man.
Oh, Cassiopeia, just one more hand.
Wow. And no more smoking around Boxy.
But I'm sleeping in here tonight.
Well, just ask him to say your prayers and wash your face and brush your teeth, okay?
Okay.
And recirculate the air in here.
Next time you have a big game, don't call.
Oh. I'm going up on the bridge. See if they picked anything up on the scanner.
They would have told us.
Yeah. Well, we can't just leave Apollo out there. We've got to do something.
Really? Any suggestions?
One, if we can get the colonel and the commander to go along.
And if they don't?
Then we do it alone. Boxy's lost one pair. He's not going to lose two.
What's the wager, Marco?
2 gladiators.
Make it 200.
I don't have 200. You know that.
Then fold.
Well, I've got you beat. I know. Aren't you going to apologize?
We'll make you feel bad.
The only way you stinking old binders can make me feel better is to stand downwind.
Don't tell me. You want me to move again, right? Tell you what. How about if I sit with my friend? Would that be okay?
Friend? Old Vines, I have no friends.
That one. My name's Apollo. I don't suppose you want a drink.
I do not ingest consumables.
In this case, you're not missing anything.
I've never seen anyone like you before.
You are lying.
No.
I sense you want to destroy me. You would not be the first. 9 have died trying. I cannot be destroyed by a new mold.
I can see that. You seem to have run into a few dents.
Still, you will try.
I'm unarmed.
That does not matter.
Red Eye.
Wishes to see you.
Does everyone jump when he snaps his fingers? That's fine for a machine, but not for a human.
You owe me your life.
Perhaps I can return the favor.
What are you drinking?
Bing. Warm and complete. Thank you very much.
Who is he? I don't know.
You have courage. A foolish trait that gets a man killed. Why are you here?
I heard of your red eye. I was curious.
Another dangerous trait.
Where'd you find him?
Do not mistake my benevolent attitude for stupidity. What do you want?
To work for you.
Why didn't you say so?
I had to impress you.
By equity of life. Come back tomorrow. I'll see what I can do. To impress me.
Feeling good?
I feel like I could fly.
Yeah, I know. But your mom's scared. And she's probably going to be very angry when she sees you.
You mean she'll treat me like a little kid?
Puppus, I know you're a man. But your mom... Well, that's going to take a little time. She loves you very much. Give her that time.
I think I know what you mean.
I think you do, too.
And Apollo?
Hmm?
I know you're not afraid of Red Eye.
Could have been killed. Didn't I tell you never to go after them? Never?
Sorry, Mom.
So?
The scanners are still clean, sir. No sign of pursuit. Evidently, Apollo's ploy worked. Adama, they want to go after him.
Starbuck and Boomer?
Every pilot on the Galactica, including me.
Don't you think I do? I've been studying battle charts from the Hatari system for centaurs. It's filled with planets and asteroids. If Apollo hadn't been... If he hadn't been shot down, if he eluded pursuit, if he'd been able to land on one of those surfaces... If he hasn't run out of fuel, if all those things happen, then theoretically, he'll be within our range for a few hundred centons longer. If. So many ifs, it's incalculable.
But possible. Why not slow the fleet? Buy him more time. Send a patrol back. Not deep enough to penetrate the Hatari system and risk detection. Just enough to lead him to us if he comes out.
All that effort and risk for the commander's son.
That's utter Seldegarb, and you know it. If it was Starbuck or Boomer or our first orbit cadet, you'd do it. Adama, don't diminish his chances because he's your son.
Well, we can't bring the fleet to death slow. But launch a patrol when ready.
Bridge, Colonel Tai.
Yes, sir.
Launch patrol. I guess there were two Vipers ready to launch.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you two talk through the entire sleep period?
Yeah. You finally fell asleep a few centons ago.
I don't know how you stayed awake.
Well, I think I dropped off a couple of times. Boxley always used to keep me... Boxley's my son. A few yarns younger than Puppus, but very much like him.
It never occurred to me. You must miss him very much.
Very much.
why I have to find Lacerda's connection to the Silent Empire. Red Eye's proof they land here. They might have a hidden fuel depot. Stealing their fuel is the only chance I have of getting back. And I'm running out of time.
Apollo. Oh, it's all right. It's only my cousin Jason.
Red Eye showed up at Booty's a little while ago.
Took half the herd.
Tribute. Booty started drinking, and the next thing I know, he rode towards town.
Apollo, please do something. They'll kill him.
Booty's told me about your gun. Your gun is the only chance we have. Going to town, but no gun.
From the example of Apollo, he understands respect. That's all I ask. That's a little tribute.
Halfway mark, Starbuck. A little farther, huh? A little farther, and we might not get back. Chop your power. You going crazy? We can drift for 40 or 50 cents on. If we don't spot him by then, he'll be out of range for good. What do you say? Chopping power.
Sorry.
No. They don't understand. I do. You did the right thing.
I'm not so sure.
I am.
What is it?
We can all see that. That's Lucerta. We blinded him by the way you talked to him. Appealed to his sanity. But not Marcos. You put him down. He was working on Lucerta to kill you. I know Lucerta. He won't stay blinded long.
Come on, Miss Red Eye.
No. Marcos wants to kill you. Get back in Lucerta's graces. He used to be his right hand before we found Red Eye.
You found him? Where?
Mountains. We were riding one night and we heard this roar in the sky and then an explosion. Pieces of metal fell like rain.
Silent fire.
What?
What happened then?
We found two others like Red Eye, destroyed. We got scared and turned the wagon to run, and that's when we saw Red Eye. It had that awful dent in its head, and it was strange. He looked up at the servant and said, "By your command." I gotta go.
Thank you.
Apollo, my man Marcus wants a word with you. Someone give this old miner a pneumo so I can bury his smell. That won't be necessary. Maybe I was wrong.
I knew you wasn't a coward. Puppet!
Proud of you, Apollo. Red Eye was fast, but you were faster. Zap!
Hey, hey. Now, hold it! Hold it, Foxy! Puppet.
Someday I'll be a hero like you. I will, Apollo.
Hey, you listen to me. Do you remember when you killed the Lupus? Did you feel heroic?
I felt scared.
That's how I felt against Red Eye.
No,
scared. You killed the Lupus because you had to. Even though you were frightened, that's all I did. Something I had to do. There's nothing brave or heroic about it. There never is, no matter what you kill. And I pray to God it's something neither of us will ever have to do again.
Apollo. I know where Martin's ship crashed. I don't think it can fly, but it may have the fuel you need.
Foxy.
time. Homer, let's give him another centon.
Get that 5 centons of gold, Starbuck. I want to see him come out of there as much as you do, but if we don't leave now, we'll never get back.
Right. Buying my engine. Doctor, Recon 3, do you read me? Apollo, do you read me? Apollo, is that you? Apollo? Apollo, is that you? Doc? Got you on the scanner. Take an Omega 1 heading. Apollo, here we come.
What are you guys doing out here? Oh, we just thought we'd take a little ride. The stars are kind of nice in this galaxy.
We've just about given up on you, buddy. Where have you been? Let's go home.
Someday. He promised he would.
Yes, he did. Someday.
Fleet on a lonely quest, a shining planet known as